What's good, everybody? I'm Alan Stein Jr., and this is a bonus episode for season 12 of the Raise Your Game Show. This entire season, including these 8 bonus episodes, are entirely focused on sustaining both individual and organizational excellence, which not coincidentally is the theme of my new book, Sustain Your Game: High Performance Keys to Manage Stress, Avoid Stagnation, and Beat Burnout. This season will highlight several of the top lessons and strategies directly from my book. I sure hope you enjoy. And if you do, would you be open to investing in a copy or 10? Every book sale takes me closer to putting my kids through college and achieving my goal of being unfathomably wealthy. Isn't that a movement you'd like to support? I'm obviously kidding. I'm proud of this book and I believe deeply in its message and simply want to get it in as many hands as possible and truly make a difference in the way our society copes with stress, stagnation, and burnout. Check out sustainyourgamebook.com to order for yourself or for your entire team. That's sustainyourgamebook.com.
But wait, there's more.
Oh, and if you find yourself craving even more of my smooth, silky, sexy voice above and beyond this podcast, you will love the audiobook version of Sustain Your Game. It will offer you an incredibly unique listening experience as we've enriched my narration with music and have included over 20 minutes of exclusive bonus content that is not found in the physical book, a virtual Q&A with me and Reese Davis of ESPN. Once again, this bonus content can only be accessed through the audiobook. You can download a copy wherever you purchase your audiobooks and immediately start to sustain your game. All right, I think we can all agree that's more than enough self-promotion for one show. So please sit back and enjoy this bonus story. Back in 1998, former Duke star and newbie broadcaster Jay Billis got a call that would change his career forever. Having done mostly local mid-major level games, Jay was asked by ESPN to be the sideline reporter for the biggest rivalry in all of basketball, his alma mater against UNC, ranked number 1 and number 2 respectively at the time. The game was going to be called by Mr. College Basketball himself, Dick Vitale, and Jay was thrilled for this opportunity. A week before tip-off, the ESPN producers held a meeting to game plan. Vitale was out of town for a speaking engagement, and while Jay was not required to attend, he decided to go anyway. He figured he might as well show up to demonstrate how seriously he was taking the job. The producers announced that Vitale recommended that the broadcast heavily feature UNC guard Shamon Williams, who Dickie V had been adamant was the game's player to watch. The lead producer asked Jay if he agreed. "I think 99 out of 100 people in this situation would just nod and agree. I mean, why contradict the most recognizable face in college basketball on your first day of the job?" But Jay did just that. "Respectfully, I see things differently," Jay said. "I believe UNC forward Antoine Jameson is the player we should focus on. He is the most efficient and effective player in college basketball." As the rookie in the room, on the first question he was asked, Jay decided to offer insight that directly contradicted his Hall of Fame colleague's perspective. He also made a bold claim. Taken a bit by surprise, the producer asked for a deeper clarification. Jay explained that Jameson puts up incredible stats despite actually having the ball in his hands for very little time. "I bet you Jameson doesn't have the ball in his hands for a full minute the entire game," Jay said. If true, this would be incredibly rare. A college basketball game is 40 minutes long. What player who is worth watching would only touch the ball for less than a minute? However, the producers were impressed with Jay's confidence and decided to go with it. They even assigned an intern to take a stopwatch and chart how long Jameson actually had the ball in his hands. In the game, UNC decimated Duke 97-73. Jameson ended up with a career-high 35 points on 14 of 20 shooting and pulling down 11 rebounds. He was indeed the player to watch. And how long was the ball in his hands? 53 seconds. Jameson was the most efficient and effective player in college basketball. But he wasn't the only one who made the most of that game. Jay Billis did too. Jay seized his opportunity and cemented an important lesson he's carried ever since. Never be afraid to show up and never be afraid to speak up.
Well, that's it for this bonus episode. Thank you so much for investing your time with me. I hope I helped you sustain your game. If you're open-minded and committed to investing in yourself or your team, please visit sustainyourgamebook.com. Your support means the world to me.